Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. On average, approximately 500,000 small businesses open their doors each month. No one goes through the work, risk, and sacrifice of starting a business without hoping it will last. Building value that endures is the dream that motivates entrepreneurs. Yet in many businesses, too little of that work goes into determining who will take over the business when the business owner or owners leave the stage. Do you think succession planning is just for small family businesses or business owners who are close to retirement? Think again. Whether retirement is 30 years away, just over the horizon, or not in the game plan at all, a succession plan is vital to ensuring the continued success of your business. On top of that, it will help if you encounter unfortunate worst-case scenarios, such as severe illness, disability, or death. A good succession plan will help your family or other heirs from having to sell the company under duress. Doing this could shortchange them on the value of the business you've built. Plus, if there's no clear plan in place for who's in charge of the company, your business might end up directionless and at risk for failure. Think of a succession plan as peace of mind for the business you've worked so hard to build. Some business owners are too caught up in the challenges of the present. Some have a subconscious aversion to the reality that they won't be around forever, or assume succession will work itself out naturally. Others are aware of the task's true complexity and find it overwhelming. Ultimately, however, the reasons people avoid succession planning aren't as important as the reasons they should embrace it. For a business, working without a succession plan can invite disruption, uncertainty, and conflict. It also endangers future competitiveness. With companies that are family-owned or controlled, the issue of succession also introduces deeply emotional, personal issues. There's the possibility of widening the circle of stakeholders to include non-employee family members. The long-term survival of the business and the preservation of the wealth built will depend upon a clear and early focus on strategic succession planning. Just to make sure we're on the same page, let me define what I mean when I say a business succession plan. A business succession plan is a document that is intended to be a guide through a change in ownership by providing step-by-step instructions. If a purchase is involved, the sales price and purchase terms are clearly outlined, relieving stress for the departing owner's family. A well-crafted succession plan aims to benefit everybody, the departing owner, the business, employees, and the successor. A small business succession plan should include the following. A succession timeline, details regarding the circumstances when a succession should take place, and specific dates as applicable. Your potential successors, a list of potential successors, including strengths and order of consideration. Formalized standing operating procedures, SOPs, a collection of documents, procedures, employee handbooks, and training documentation. Your business's valuation. The valuation of your business should include the method by which it is valued and be updated frequently. How your succession plan will be funded. Details including whether the succession plan is funded through life insurance, a seller's note, or other funding options. So what are the steps for a succession plan? Step one is to decide how to exit your business. As I said, the first step in succession planning is deciding how you want to leave your business. Your options are to transfer the business to your heir or heirs, sell the business to your business partner or key employees, sell the business to an outside buyer, or close and liquidate the company. Many small business owners work for years to build a company. Passing their business on to the next generation is a lifelong dream for many entrepreneurs, but making that dream a reality requires careful planning. Here are some questions to ask yourself. Do you have a family member who wants to step into your role? If so, are they qualified or can they be trained? Talk honestly to all of your family members, both inside and outside the business, to gauge their interest and suitability for filling your shoes. What type of roles will family members who are not actively involved in the business play? What percentage of ownership and what decision-making powers will they have? How will you provide financially for family members who are not active in the business? Those working in the business should receive business ownership, and those not working in the business should receive other assets of equal value. Do family issues regarding the business need to be resolved? Identify them now, otherwise internal disagreements may destroy the business after you're gone. Where will the funds come from to buy you out? Consider what the terms of the buyout will be ahead of time and how will that impact your retirement income strategy. These questions and others need to be answered as soon as possible so you can develop a business succession plan in the best interest of both you and your family. There are some drawbacks to passing the business on to an heir or heirs. Many business decisions within a family can get messy. Emotions can run high, especially for an untimely death or disability. Further, second-generation businesses rarely survive the transition. They're often sold by the inheriting family member or fail outright. Only about 30% keep the same name and ownership following an inheritance. Altogether, this should beg the question, is inheritance even the best idea? If your successor is skilled and business savvy, then perhaps the answer is yes. If not, you may consider selling your business to a co-owner, key employee, or an outside buyer instead. You may have to sell the business to your business partner or partners. Selling your share of the business to your partners is a no-brainer, but without the proper agreements in place, it can be tough to do. When a business partner dies, their share of the business typically passes to their spouse. The spouse may not have any interest or the necessary know-how to run the business. When an unfortunate event occurs, it's helpful to have a buy-sell agreement financed by insurance in place. Either the company or the individual partners can purchase life and disability buyout insurance on the partners. In the event of a partner's death or disability, the remaining partners can use the insurance proceeds to buy back that partner's shares. This can be more efficient than having to use cash flow from the business to fund the buyout. You could sell the business to a key employee. If you don't have an heir or business partner, selling your business to a key employee is another option for succession. Financing the transition is the biggest hurdle in this scenario, since few employees can finance a purchase of this size. Options include getting a business loan, possibly using the business itself as collateral, or seller financing. Seller financing means you receive a percentage of the business's value at the sale and the rest of the payment over time. Sell the business to an outside buyer. Selling the business to a financial or strategic buyer at the highest multiple possible is the dream of every business owner. But the reality of finding a ready, willing, and able buyer is not easy. That's one who's ready to accept your price and terms within the time frame you choose. Many entrepreneurs count on selling their companies to fund their retirement, but not all businesses are equal in this regard. Businesses that can continue running without the owner on board are some of the most valuable to potential buyers. There are also other key value drivers that make a business more or less attractive to acquirers. Understanding these drivers and putting resources towards improving them can go a long way towards realizing your dream of selling. One of the main drawbacks to an outside sales succession plan is the unexpected. It's nearly impossible to predict exactly what the sales process will have in store. The process of selling a business to an outside party is complex and can encounter roadblocks like your business not being valued as you anticipated, lack of creditable buyers, and your business not being able to sell at all, just to name a few. Business brokers are experienced and well-versed in all aspects of selling and purchasing business on their clients' behalf. Consider outsourcing to a business broker. That way you can focus on running your business and maintaining its value while professionals handle the sale. In addition to taking care of potential problems, brokers will ensure all steps of the process, including finding and vetting the buyers, structuring your deal, preparing documents, and negotiating terms. Business brokers should be able to tell you things like what your business is worth, if the valuation process can be increased, and how long it will take to sell your business. When selling your business to a third party, you need to take numerous steps to prepare your business for sale, including organizing the books, preparing a business valuation, gathering documents and records, streamlining operations, and analyzing potential weaknesses that must be addressed before marketing the company. Your business attorney and an accountant can be helpful for many of these tasks. Maximizing your profits requires some work in advance. Step 2 is to find your advisors. I just mentioned your business attorney and accountant could help in certain tasks should you sell or liquidate your business. They and your financial planner should help you in drafting your succession plan. Don't have an attorney, accountant, or financial planner? It is best that you hire them to help you with your succession planning. If you don't know any good ones, ask for referrals from your colleagues. These professionals will serve as your team of advisors. They will make sure you have addressed all of the legal, tax, and family issues necessary for a successful transition. Step 3 is to conduct a business valuation. Even if you aren't planning to sell your business, conducting a business valuation has many benefits. It helps you develop a retirement income strategy, properly value future owner shares, and purchase adequate insurance for protection planning. It can help make it easier for your business or potential buyers to get loans or attract investors. Don't try to calculate business value yourself. Hire a credentialed valuation expert. A valuation from an impartial third party is more creditable to potential buyers. Most experts calculate valuation figures based on a combination of 1. Assets, such as equipment, inventory, real property, and intellectual property. 2. Income, both current revenues and future earnings potentials. And 3. Market value, based on recent sales prices of similar businesses in the area. If your business's value is less than you expected, don't despair. Instead, use the business valuation as a learning tool. Talk to your team of advisors to find out what's holding your business back. Then work with them to develop a plan that will increase the business's value over time and maximize your financial return when you're ready to exit. Step 4 is to create your succession plan. Next, put your plan in writing, with your advisors helping. Critical sections of a business succession plan should cover such topics as succession details, organizational structure, potential key personnel changes, legal registration requirements, standard operating procedures, training programs, financing options if applicable, and insurance. Necessary legal documents such as a buy-sell agreement, trust agreements, and transfer documents should be created or gathered. A timeline should also be put in writing, along with tax implications, a plan for dispute resolution, risk management, and contingencies. Here are some questions to consider for the succession plan. No succession plan is a one-size-fits-all. You need to tailor it to your specific situation. During the succession planning process, ask yourself questions like, will the person leaving still be partially involved in the company? Are there co-owners who this plan will also apply to, or will they have their own succession plans? Am I planning for a sudden emergency situation or a controlled succession process during a defined period of time? What will happen during a temporary absence? What will be the timeline for a controlled succession plan? What will the major steps be during that time and the deadlines to complete them? Who will be taking over the company? Succession candidates can include co-owner, an employee, a family member, an outside buyer you know, or an unknown buyer you'll find after you put your company up for sale. What skills, certifications, and experience will the succession candidate need to have, and what will they need additional training in? This should include leadership skills and experience, as well as skills and experience within the sector. What other key positions will be filled, especially if you're promoting from within? Will the company organizational chart change? For emergency succession, what will trigger the plan into action? Which employees will take over each key function left vacant? Who will communicate information, and what will the communication time frame look like? For a long-term succession rising from an emergency, who will sign checks and contracts? This is also when you want to plan for a more permanent succession candidate to take over. What documents will the new executive need? This may include a daily operations manual, an employee handbook, an organizational structure chart showing critical positions, an IT manual, a list of training programs, skill retention strategies, performance management, and meeting agendas for regularly occurring meetings. How much will your company be worth? This is where the business valuation comes in. How will you determine its selling price? And if you're going to solicit a company for sale, what's the lowest price you're willing to accept? How will the payments for the company work? Will you want an upfront payment? In that case, you may need to be prepared to give information about your company to the buyer to get an acquisition loan. Will you accept payment over time? For that, you'll need to establish a down payment, a length of time to pay off the debt, and an interest rate. For passing the business to a family member, you may also want to consider life insurance as a form of funding, and whether it will be permanent insurance in case of injury or retirement, or term insurance in case of death. Step 5 is to prepare for transition. Whether you plan to sell your business to an outsider or hand it over to your children, you want to keep it going and growing. However, the transition period to new ownership is a vulnerable time for a business. To prepare both your successor and your business for a smooth handoff, take these steps. Identify weaknesses and develop a plan to remedy them. You've undoubtedly uncovered some problems in your business. For example, your business valuation might show you're carrying excessive debt. Discussing succession with your children may bring long-term simmering resentments to the surface. Decide how to solve these problems so they don't derail your succession plan. Maximize your business value. Working backwards from your planned retirement date, you and your advisors should set financial and operational goals for your business along the way. Plan how you'll measure progress towards the goals, then hold yourself and your team accountable for achieving them. Systemize your business. Fine-tune your business's systems and processes. Create operations manuals and employee manuals to document them. This helps your successor make a smooth transition, which reduces the risk of losing key employees or customers. Begin training your successor. Using a timetable based on your planned retirement date, create a detailed career path for your successor to follow to gain experience and skills they'll need. Meet with them regularly to monitor their progress and provide advice. Determine what incentives, if any, you'll offer your key employees to remain in the business. Incentives, which might include bonuses, stock options, or a percentage of ownership, can help persuade non-family employees to stay with your business for the long haul. Get comfortable with delegating. Your business can't survive without you if you're irreplaceable. Start small by delegating minor tasks to your chosen successor before handing over bigger responsibilities. This not only helps your successor gain experience, but also gives you more time to focus on big picture goals for your business. Decide what role you want to play in your business going forward. After transitioning your business to new ownership, do you want to stay on as an employee, serve as an advisor, and attend occasional board meetings, or ride off into the sunset? Plan a second act that will lead to the lifestyle you dream of, and be sure any compensation you receive is commensurate with your ongoing involvement. Put the necessary legal and financial tools in place. Accomplishing your desired succession plan may require changing the legal structure of your business, buying life or disability insurance, or developing legal agreements. Work with your attorney, accountant, and insurance advisor to complete these tasks. Now, step 6 is review and revisit your plan. Creating a succession plan is a big accomplishment, so give yourself a pat on the back. Review it with any owners, successors, family members, and employees in leadership roles. These stakeholders should consult with their estate planning lawyer. They want to ensure that their estate plans minimize taxes, protect company assets, and facilitate the business's efficient and practical transfer to heirs upon their deaths. As I said, creating a succession plan is a significant accomplishment, but it doesn't end there. Succession plans are useless if you file them away and forget about them. Over time, employees in key positions may depart the business, family members may change their minds about taking over, and your future plans may shift. Your business may also experience unexpected growth, or your planned buyer may back out. To help ensure a seamless transition, review your succession plan annually with your team of advisors and keep those in leadership positions in your company updated on changes. Reviewing your succession plan annually with your team of advisors will help ensure a successful and seamless transition, no matter when or under what circumstances. Succession planning is not a one-and-done process, but it can save you, your family, and your employees a lot of stress in the future. Neither succession planning or retirement planning happens quickly. You've probably spent years preparing for both. If you're like many business owners, though, you have a penchant for putting the needs of the business ahead of your own. That may have meant prioritizing daily operations and eventual succession over securing your own wealth. Besides, it's human nature to put things off, and in that respect, owners are no less human than their employees. The future of the company and your future personal finances are closely intertwined. They'll remain linked even after your last day on the job, but intertwined doesn't mean identical. It's time to give full, distinct attention to preserving and enjoying the rewards you spent a career earning. On any given day, a personnel decision or a supplier contract of a thousand other things can alter your priorities. These details persuade you to leave long-term decisions until tomorrow. In financial planning, as in business, you don't let the urgent crowd out the important. Everyone plans for retirement, but the process is different for business owners. You can and should rely on professional counsel for both the succession process and the retirement process. You should certainly insist the advisors you use in each case pay attention to other sides of the equation and work towards alignment. But the ultimate responsibility for making it all work rests with you. While many experts recommend beginning succession planning 3 to 5 years ahead of retirement, it's never too early to begin. Knowing how your business will transition, who will take over, and how heirs and partners will be compensated are all keys to reducing future stress in the event of an owner's sudden departure. The details are profound, the pitfalls many. But you've faced these odds before. It's how you got here. This is the time to see it through. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.